tell stories. Just imagine, years ago, the boy tried to learn how to run and run and run faster and faster and faster. So what did he do? He used his bicycle. As fast as he could, the bicycle only had one speed, one. Couldn't change gears like a lot of bicycles do. Some bicycles are 3 speeds, some bicycles are 20 speed, etc. This time, the bicycle was only 1 speed. Originally, when this boy was 13 years old, it had 3 speeds. Yeah, medium, slow, and fast. But he didn't like having gears and gears and gears. He took them off, took the gears off. How'd he do that? He did. So he had 1 speed, in this case, 2nd gear, which means you had to really push down on the pedal to get going, get going. The whole idea was to go as faster and faster and faster as you can. One thing about riding a bicycle, the faster you go, it feels like you're flying along, flying along. The purpose of the bicycle was like an exercise or coaching how to run faster. The faster you can run and push those pedals, the faster and faster you go. So eventually the theory is, the faster you go on a bicycle, you're getting stronger and stronger legs. Yeah. So when this boy was in grade 5, grade 6, they always had track and field meets. How fast can you run? How fast can you run? So sometimes the boy would travel behind a synagogue, going up and down the parking lot with his bicycle, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like a common ritual, every night for maybe an hour, going back and forth as fast as you can on a bicycle. Fast, 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 fast. It was an amazing feeling, going slow. After a while, of course, your legs hurt, your legs feel tired, and so on. And sometime in the distance, I'd hear a parent yelling, "Brian, Brian, come in quick, it's dinner time, dinner time." "Okay, I'm coming, coming." So it came down to one day, relay races at school. I was in public school at the time. And I didn't know how fast I was going and running. You know, I just ran here, ran there. In relay racing, you have a baton. The baton is about that long. And the key in a relay race is, it's usually 3 men or 3 girls, whatever. And you're running a certain distance, you pass one baton to another. So the idea is go run as fast as you can, run as fast as you can. And usually once a year, or maybe twice a year, the school would have track and field exercises or games with other schools, other public schools. So it came down to the trials. Who would be the fastest in the school to represent the school in the running for a relay race? So I ran, and I ran, he ran, and she ran, and so on, and so on. It came down to the finals. So how fast can you run 100 yards? How fast can you run 100 yards? Now, in this particular case, he had 4 people at the finish line. And 1 person at the beginning. The person at the beginning would throw up his arm, put it down, and click. The other people 100 yards away, 3 people at a time, would click the stopwatch. Next time he'd click it, it's when he crossed the finish line. It was exactly 100 yards because they measured. They actually measured. With yardsticks, with tape measures, you name it. It was exactly 100 yards. So there I am at the trials, going, ready to go. Nervous, of course. And your hand has to be on the line like this. You can't just go. But of course, there's practice exercises, practice runs. And you see a person put his hand down, you run. So we tried this just to loosen up the muscles. And it came down to the final heat, which means racing to be the fastest person in the school. Now I had no idea how fast I could run. I had never measured myself. Never had anybody time me, so I had no idea how fast I could run. Maybe I'm the slowest person in school, whatever. The key is it's a lot of fun. It was grade 5 or grade 6, I can't remember. And from the sidewalk of the school, in front of the school, to this point on the grass was exactly 100 yards. Like I mentioned earlier, this was timed and measured in time, to exactly 100 yards. So it came to the big moment. And what do you have to do? You stand on the sidewalk, get ready for the big moment when the person puts his arm down. So it was soon my turn, and about 5 others, 5 guys and 5 girls, big huge crowd across the sidewalk. He had to run like crazy, and he had 3 people, like I mentioned, the other side, exactly 100 yards away. So we're all standing, hands are down, like I mentioned before, hands are down, ready to go on the sidewalk. And the person in the end, in the middle said, "Get ready, get set," and then boom. And I took off like a rocket. Run, 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 and then click. So I did not look around me. I just wanted to go as fast as I can, as fast as I can. Hopefully that training by bicycling for a long time would help out, help out. Click. When it was over, three people came over to me and said, Brian, do you realize how fast you're going? No. I have no idea. I've never measured myself in speed. You clocked in at 100 yards at exactly 10 seconds flat. Now, 10 seconds flat is Olympic qualifying speed. Now, nowadays in 2023, it's 9.5 or 9.4, whatever it is, within 100 yards. I did exactly 10 seconds. Now, three people, two out of three said exactly 10. One person said 9.8. So you have to average out 9.9 or 10, whatever. And I couldn't believe it. That is Olympic qualifying. Now, I realize I'm only in grade 5 or grade 6, I can't remember it. And that's amazing because I had never timed myself. So just imagine what you can do without even knowing. My friend Ron gave me my nickname, Lightning. He called me, I ran as fast as lightning. And on that day, I became the fastest runner in my school. 10 seconds flat, 100 yards. Just imagine what you can do. You never know. You never know. I had no preconceived notion how fast I was running. I never timed myself. But it just shows you, you can do amazing things without even knowing it. This is brian.little324@gmail.com. And Lightning ESL. Till next time. Bye-bye.